we are ready to welcome in a very special guest, someone that I absolutely grew to love during my time with the Salt Lake Stallions. He spent time at Temple University. He was part of the Denver Broncos, and he was actually just recently part of the USFL Pittsburgh Maulers with former quarterback, Utah quarterback, Troy Williams. That team went all the way to the championship for the USFL last year. I'm talking about offensive lineman Leon Johnson. Leon, how are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. And yes, T-Dub did lead us to what should have been a Pittsburgh Mauler championship, but a great experience nonetheless. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, so Leon, I think one of the interesting things about you is, I mean, you are a big dude. You're a big dude, but you are so athletic. You can actually like do flips and handsprings.
Yeah, so one hand flips, two hand flips. I won't risk my health and try back flips, but I'm sure I could. When I was young, I was really small. I didn't hit a growth spurt until like ninth grade. I was always the smallest, skinniest guy everywhere I went. So, you know, I jumped around and I jumped off of this and bounced off of that and flip off of that. And then once I got older, it was like muscle memory, I guess. And once I grew into this big body, I never lost that ability. So,
okay, so Leon, I want to know the growth spurt here, because they list you at 6'6", 300 pounds on the Pittsburgh Maulers website. How small were you, and then how quickly did you grow into the size you are now?
Okay, so my freshman year of high school is when I got up to 6'4". So everything before that, I was 5'9", maybe 5'8", in middle school. Yeah, 5'8", maybe. I was always a little chubby, though. So I was like 5'8", like 250 pounds leaving like elementary school.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then middle school, I was normal size, just a little chunky. And then high school was like when I really took off. I think I hit 6'6" around going into my junior or senior year in high school.
That is insane.
Can you hold up growth spurts?
I didn't hit 300 pounds until college. I had never been 300 pounds before that. So, and I haven't been under 300 pounds since. Well, briefly in 2022, but I'm back up to 325 pounds now.
Well, okay, as an offensive lineman at the professional level, 300 pounds is like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
It's just a requirement at this point in this day and age of football. But it's incredible to consider, you're going from 5'8" as maybe like an eighth grader or whatever, you're coming out of elementary school, and then just a short 6 years later, you're a 6'5" giant of a human being who's going to play college football.
Yeah, and completely like off topic, but on topic, I had a lot of pains that I went through in my feet, my shins and my knees during this time.
Yeah.
So there was a point in time where like I struggled to walk and I'm a flat footed person. I guess that's called pronated. I walked really pronated, and that impacted my knees and my shins a lot when I was young. Going into the early part of that growth spurt, but what a difference a day makes, perhaps.
Gosh, love it. Before you came to the Stallions, you had actually spent some time in Denver, which is close by. It gives you kind of the general idea of what Utah's like. But from your standpoint, what was that experience like coming to Salt Lake?
Well, for me, being an East Coast kid in a big, not really a big city, but the East Coast is more or less urban and metropolitan.
Mm-hmm.
To go out and see mountains in the background was like something that just blew me. Even to today, right, being in Calgary and these different places, to see mountains in the background is just, it's a breathtaking thing to look at daily, especially if you're not from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Utah for me was a change of scenery. It was a ability to meet a different demographic of people. It was a big adjustment, but, you know, I had experiences in college and then my senior year of high school going to a different school where I was used to being around different groups of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Utah for me was just, it was amazing to be able to get to a new city, good food, great landscape and scenery. I loved it.
Now, you've played in the NFL, you've played college football, you played in the Alliance of American Football, you've played with the USFL, Leon. What drives you? What keeps you going here? You love football that much, you want to just keep playing?
I was a basketball guy growing up, played a little baseball, I was into boxing. Like, everything except football was something that my attention was put towards. Really going into my junior year at Temple was really when it was, I'm at a crossroad. It was like, you either give a little bit more effort and care a little bit more about this game, or you don't make it. And so I had to do some mirror looking, and I fell in love with the game halfway through college. And so I consider that, I consider myself somewhat of a late bloomer in that aspect. So to see the growth that I've made, not only as a player, but as a person, the networks that I've been able to create, the places that I've been able to explore, they're all in a way due to being able to play this game. So it's a passion that's hard to separate from, just given the blessings and the character and the things like that it's afforded me. So I'm blessed and I'm honored to be able to still play this game. So
what was your favorite memory? Like, we didn't have the most eventful crew, I would say. Like, there were other teams that got into way more trouble than ours did, but do you have a favorite memory from our time together?
Favorite memory, plenty of them, but a bittersweet one I can think will be my favorite. When we got the news that the league was being cut, the that night, people that didn't hang with each other, people that didn't necessarily talk to each other, and it didn't have to be any tension between, but just groups that didn't mingle as much, everybody got into a room and just relaxed, talked. We had refreshments. We enjoyed that last bit of time together, and I think that, in a way, football is a microcosm of life, and that is what we value most, it bringing people together. So even though it was bitter that we were getting cut a little bit more than halfway through the season and that people were having to find their own ways home and things like that, the camaraderie that it brought that night, unforgettable. Completely unforgettable.
Well, and that's the thing about it is, you're right. Football, it does bring guys literally from all walks of life. And that, you talk about different creeds, nationalities, religious, all of it. It all comes together in one unit. And you've played on enough teams at this point. I'm sure you haven't met somebody that doesn't have – they're all unique in their own way. But you're right. When you have that kind of shared experience, probably the easiest way to say it, that it kind of unites you together – and you will never be, separated from that fact. Does that make sense?
For sure. I mean, look, we live in a society, especially where we are now in America, where there's a lot of individual mindsets, a lot of individual goal setting and things like that. Football is the complete opposite. We all, whether we're doing video, whether we're doing the media, or rather we're putting the helmet on, we all have one goal. Right. And that is it's just so much easier for people to get along. And it seems to be more natural for people to come together when there's a common goal within whatever's going on. So, yeah, that's football, man. What better place,
No doubt.
And I think one of the things I love the most about football is how quickly everybody ends up kind of knowing each other. I loved last year that you and Troy were on the same team. Troy is one of my favorite people that I've ever covered as far as the University of Utah athletics goes. And so to see you two together on a team, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, I know both of you. What was he like in that locker room?
Pure leader, great athlete, great character. Funny as hell. I mean, he understands a lot of music, deep bag of music. He's a great person. He's almost like a created character to a degree. And I was just speaking with Troy maybe an hour ago. He had just signed with the Memphis Showboats, so congratulations to him.
Aww.
But he made that transition very easy for me. Coming in with the high expectations of starting right away, coming from another team halfway through the year, just the way he took care of every business every day, the way he took care of his body, the way we got along afterwards. He's a great dude. I'm surprised it took this long for him to be signed. And honestly, with his career at Utah, I'm surprised that he's not still in the NFL. So big ups to Troy Williams. I know some big things coming for him soon. And you never know if the raindrops fall in the right manner, we may end up on the same squad again, so who knows?
Well, I was going to ask you that, Leon. Obviously, the USFL and the XFL are merging into what they're calling the United Football League, the UFL this year, 8-team league. What is your future? What does it hold for you?
Well, that completely is out of my hands. Well, not completely out of my hands. I think we all have an impact on something. But as you know, I finished last year with Pittsburgh Maulers. Mm-hmm. Along with the merger, there were some disbanded teams, the Maulers being one of them. So everyone who was under contract on any of the, I think it was six teams, three from each league that got cut. If you haven't been picked up yet in the dispersal drive, we're just waiting for a call. So I'm currently waiting on a call. You know, look, I had my best year as a pro last year, so I'm a little bit surprised that I'm not on a roster yet. But look, the way I've worked this offseason, the way I carry myself and just the individual that I am and the player that I am and the talent that I am, all I have to do is get there and I'll take care of the rest. So I'm confident that anybody that decides to call, whether it be from the XFL half or the USFL half, I'll be honored to be a part of that team. And I'll show that honor in my effort and in my talent. And I'll probably go on the start. And my goal is to be one of the top offensive linemen, if not the best offensive lineman in the league next year. And I know I can do that. So it's a matter of time. It's all a matter of time.
Well, I have to say, I think everything that you said about Troy applies to you too, knowing both of you as well as I do. So I think there's some good things ahead for you, whatever it is. And to be honest, you are probably one of the most intelligent people I've ever stumbled across. And I think that comes across in this interview. But the way that you can wordplay and the deep thoughts that you kind of have, that's something that really stood out to me from our time together in the Stallions. We just had some crazy, crazy conversations that I walked away feeling smarter myself, to be honest.
I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Leon, you're a football guy, and obviously we've got the NFL is coming up on the Super Bowl. We've got the AFC and NFC championship games. What do you expect? Who are you picking in the games?
Ooh, it's up in the air, man. It's so much talent. I don't know if I've seen four teams that all four of them can win it like this in a long time. I like San Francisco's high-power offense. They're solid on defense. They can get it all done. It'll just be a matter of whether or not Brock Purdy wins or loses the game for them. Detroit is on a roll. They've got a hunger that comes straight from the top, and sometimes wanting it more than a team that's better than you is the advantage or is the X factor. Baltimore has been one of the teams that people think was going to win the Super Bowl from week five, if I'm not mistaken. Lamar Jackson coming off the offseason that he's had, signing, you know, a lot of controversy around that. He's really proven his worth this year. And then you got the perennial AFC team. Like every year for the last half a decade plus, it's been Pat Mahomes in the AFC championship. So, look, there's I think we all know the games come down to defense. I think all four teams have a really, really solid defense. I think their defense can take over. If I had to pick, I'm going to go with either Kansas City or Baltimore. Not to say that Jared Goff and Brock Purdy aren't great players. I just think when you've got that level of talent on both sides, I think the quarterback is the one that decides it. Lamar can do it with his feet and his arm, and obviously Pat Mahomes he's on an early track to a Hall of Fame career, probably one of the better throwers he's ever seen, and just an all-out playmaker. So I'll give it to KC or Baltimore. I think the Lombardi Trophy stays in the AFC.
Whoa.
That was extensive. I like that.
You really went into depth with that. I love that. Well, Leon, I appreciate you so much taking some time out to talk with us and just absolutely kind of go over things. And I wish you absolutely nothing but the best moving forward. And hopefully we chat again real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. And to be completely honest with you, interactions like this is what makes all this stuff worth it. You know, to be able to meet someone from halfway across the country you probably would have never met otherwise, mm-hmm, to be on a platform that's going to be huge and however long, I'm honored to be a part of it. And I'm just gracious to be able to experience the things I am and to impact the people in the way that I am. So I'm blessed. I'm honored. Thank you, guys.
Leon, real quick before you go, I just noticed this. Are you a native of New Jersey?
I am a native of New Jersey, yep.
You're going to have another fan in our radio group. So Patrick Kinahan, who I work with on a daily basis, and so I produce one of our morning shows here on the station throughout the week. He is a New Jersey native himself, and the fact that you are from New Jersey and are on the show, you have a brand new fan because he is all things Jersey to all people.
All right, Patty, let's represent for the Garden State. You know how I do it.
Just wanted to get that in there real quick. I noticed that right before we wrapped up. Just wanted to say thanks for taking the time. And, honestly, hopefully you get picked up soon. We'll see you out there playing for the UFL this spring.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me, and have a blessed weekend.
There you have it, Leon Johnson.